Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I hope Ray doesn't mind me that I'm doing this, Al. Mm-hmm. But in the time that we have had off, his partner on weekends here, Glenn McNamara,
yeah,
has taken up the ukulele.
Ukulele, yep.
And I'm going to be honest,
he's on,
Al,
he's on
it seems
Facebook,
like Glenn is like... He's a prodigy.
He's a prodigy. He learned. His kids are all musicians, I think.
And we already know that Ray.
Ray's a world-class saxophonist.
Yep.
Yep.
We actually have a little audio
of
their practice session yesterday.
Oh.
All right, Joe, can you play a little bit of this? God, Ray is good, though.
Oh, he's carrying Glenn.
Yeah. Well, Glenn's still learning.
Glenn's learning. There it is.
But I'm hearing, Al, that after the virus, they're going on tour.
Oh.
And here to explain where you could hear them perform live is the great football expert from NBC Sports Philadelphia, Ray Dittiger. Hi, Ray.
Hello. How's it going, Ange?
Ray, you sound great in that thing there.
Well, thank you.
All right.
And you, it's years of practice. I mean, you just don't pick it up and do that overnight. You know?
Right. But it appears that Glenn has picked the ukulele up extremely fast, Ray.
Stunning. It's remarkable. But I think as Al pointed out, you know, there is music in the family. The kids play musical instruments, you know, and Glenn is he's a performer at heart, so it kind of works together. Yeah, we're working this thing out, and once the pandemic's over, we're going to reevaluate and possibly change careers.
There you go.
I'd have to, Ray.
Ray, I think that might be a good idea. Anyway, Ray, before we get to all the football stuff, I want to run by you this morning. You're one of the smartest people I know. What's this been like for you, Ray?
Same as everybody else, just trying to follow the rules and stay indoors. And, I mean, really the only time, well, my wife and I go out and take a walk during the day just to get out of the house. But other than that, I mean, the only time I really venture out is on Saturdays and Sundays. I come in studio, you know, to do the show with Glenn, and that's it. Otherwise, just following the rules and trying to stay safe. This is there's no precedent for this, what we're living through now. And the uncertainty is the scariest part, because we don't know where it's going and we don't know when it's going to end. But we know it'll end at some point. But we just gotta hunker down and ride it out.
It's a good message, Ray. I appreciate it. Ray, I irritated Howie Roseman last week, but now I'm irritated. All right, and it has to do with the Jim Schwartz connection. There are a lot of things that have happened in this offseason. The hiring of coaches, the assigning of different places in the defense, the acquisition of a couple of our free agents that have direct Jim Schwartz connections. And I suggested to Howie Roseman that Jim had a big say in what was going on in the offseason. He didn't like it. Mm-hmm. Ray, is there any other way to interpret the moves that the Eagles have made that we have gotten a lot of input from Jim Schwartz?
I certainly read it that way.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's unusual, and I don't necessarily think it's a bad thing. He's going to be your defensive coordinator. I mean, he is. His position within the organization is pretty rock solid. They value his opinion. I think he has a lot of say on that side of the ball. But Doug has kind of lent it that way. You know, Doug has ever since, Doug came in and Jim was his defensive coordinator right from the start, He's made it pretty clear that he, you know, he lets Jim make a lot of the decisions on that side of the ball. So the fact that he would have some input into the personnel on that side of the ball doesn't surprise me.
All right, here's what's odd to me, though. Doug is the head coach, and he got no help for the offense so far. No help at all. I don't understand it, right?
So far. Well, they have a plan, which I know it doesn't – not everybody agrees with it, but it's a plan. I can see what they're doing. And, I mean, so far, I know there's a lot of consternation about it, because, and part of it, I think, is just because people don't have anything else to focus on.
True.
I mean,
very true.
I know in this town, everything kind of starts with the Eagles.
Right.
But right now, it starts and ends with the Eagles. So everybody's got the microscope turned down extremely high on this offseason, because you got nothing else to focus on. I would tell people that to this point, they've done better than the other teams in their division. Let's start with that. And that's not a bad place to start. I was looking at that just this week, looking at what they've done compared to what Dallas has done, compared to what the Giants have done, compared to what the Redskins have done. And, you know, the Eagles, I would say, right now have done better. The only thing with the Eagles that bothers me is the loss of Jenkins, and that does. I mean, I understand the contract. I understand his age. I understand some of the concerns they had, but still – boy, I just hated to see him leave. I really did. But other than that, in terms of the players they brought in, you know, they brought in guys that are good players, and they look to me to be good fits. I mean, the little kid they brought in last week, Nickel Robbie Coleman, is a pretty good player. I don't know that people here know anything about him other than the play in the championship game, you know, with the pass interference play that he got away with. But if you look at him over the course of his career, he's been a really good player, and he's very, very good in the slot. He's one of the best slot defenders there is, and there's no question they brought him in here to be that. And by having him as the slot, now you don't have to work a whole lot of different guys in there. I mean, he's your guy, and he will be going forward. So the combination of he and Slay in the secondary, you know, have definitely improved that team.
Here's my problem, though, right? And I guess I'm fixated on Jim Schwartz right now, but Malcolm Jenkins is the best leader they've had of this team in many years. He's a great, great leader. And Jim Schwartz seemed okay with them letting him go, or he would still be here. If Jim Schwartz stood up for Malcolm Jenkins, they would have given him the extra year and kept him here. So I'm thinking that Schwartz saw Jenkins as a challenge to his leadership.
Well, I don't see it that way. I mean, I don't know. I'm not in the inner circle there. I don't know exactly how it goes down. Look, I think that Jenkins' leadership has always been pretty constructive. I don't see him as a guy who would undercut his coaches. You know, and Schwartz, he doesn't seem to be the kind of presence there that would, to me, be threatening to a coach. We've seen other guys who would be, but I don't see him as that way. I think he's a real good influence on the younger players, and he's probably one of the most versatile defensive players in the league right now. I mean, you can put him almost anywhere. I mean, last year, he didn't play his best position. I mean, because they made him almost like another linebacker. He was almost like the third linebacker most of the time. And that's not really what he should be. But he did it because that was what suited the team best, and he played his butt off. He played every snap. So, no, I don't think internally there's an issue between Jenkins and Schwartz. I really do think it just came down to a matter of age and the contract. And, you know, and I think in that respect, Howie probably made the final call.
All right, Ray, a lot of people who cover the team are amazed that Alshon Jeffrey is still on the roster. Are you?
No, it comes back to the money. It comes back to the money. I think that they just look at if they let him go, the cap hit will be such that it would be one of the biggest in NFL history, and they just can't deal with that right now. I mean, they were hoping they could work their way out of it. They were hoping maybe they could move him, but they're not going to. And – you know, I think Howie's kind of, well, you know, when Howie did his big media tour last week, when he stopped and talked to you guys and then he talked to everybody else on the conference call, I mean, if you heard what he said, I mean, he kind of kept coming back. He kind of kept telling you that without coming out and saying it, what he kind of said was that Alshon Jeffrey's going to be here. You know, I mean, that's kind of what I took away from it. And, you know, I think there are some issues there. I don't think it's lacking in difficulty as much as he suggests. I mean, he sort of suggests there's no problem here. Well, I kind of think there is. But you look at their receiver core right now, and it's, I mean, they got pretty much nobody. and we all assume that they're going to go for receivers in the draft, and they should. But right now, it's not like they have an abundance of receivers. And so he's looking at that, and he's figuring, well, you know, maybe he can come back. Maybe he can get it back on track. And right now, we don't have any better options. So rather than let him go and thin out what's already a thin receiver core and take the big cap hit on top of it, let's just sit tight and hope for the best. But I, you know, like several months ago when you and I talked and you asked me the question of Alshon Jeffery, do you think he'll be here next year? I said no.
Yeah.
Because I just think that makes more sense. Yeah. But the way the offseason has played out, they kind of found themselves in a position where, okay, we'll just make the best of it. So, I mean, right now we still don't know, you know, there's a little time between now and September. But it seems to me that Howie's sort of telling everybody ahead of time that Alshon is going to be part of the team going
yes,
into next
is.
Year.
Last thing, Ray. I have as my whiz of the week Adam Schefter for saying there's carnage in the streets and the NFL is going ahead with their draft. He thinks it's a terrible idea. Don Smolensky, Mike Lombardi say they think it's a good idea. Where are you on the issue?
On them going ahead with the draft?
Yeah, ahead with it as scheduled late April.
Honestly, I don't have a problem with it. You know, I really don't. I guess from where Adam's coming from, I guess he's just talking about how it looks to the general public. But I don't know. It seems like if they can do this remotely, which they did it for years before they ever turned this thing, you know, into the traveling circus that they made it into. I mean, it used to always just be something that was done by telephone. So you can do that. I mean, you can keep your season on schedule. And, you know, while there probably might be some people that are a little put off by the idea of the, you know, the NFL, quote unquote, doing business and making money while other people are suffering, I think there's something to be said for putting something out there that people can talk about and pay attention to. You know, and it doesn't offend me. It really does. And I can see it where some people, it might offend some people, but it doesn't offend me. I mean, listen, when we went through, when, you know, World War II broke out, FDR went to both Major League Baseball and professional football and talked to them about shutting down the game. And they had a long discussion about it. He said, No. I think with what we're going through right now, we need there to be something out there for people to think about and talk about. And so baseball and football went on. And I think this situation is somewhat analogous to that. You know, listen, for those of us at WIP, if we didn't have football to talk about, what's there? So, no, I'm not put off by it. I think they can do it, and let's hope, God willing, if this thing passes over, you know, maybe we'll be in position to actually have a football season in September.
All right, Ray, I don't want to criticize you, but during the conversation, Glenn Macnow checked in, and he said this weekend you guys are going to announce a tour. And Joe, do we have a little more of this? So they will be. I guess you already have some tour dates. Not till like September, October, Ray, but you guys apparently, Glenn has already booked some venues.
Yeah, I know.
Yep.
I didn't want to let it out, but if he has already, yep. So, we're starting with all the Conshohocken Brewing Companies, and we're going to work out from there.
Perfect, Ray.
We're going to start small and then, you know, go for the bigger fish after that.
Keep practicing, all right, Ray? We'll talk to you soon.
I need to, yeah.
Thanks a lot. Ray Dittinger. It's a really interesting tour with a saxophone and a ukulele.
It's not common. It's
no,
not
you
like
don't
a,
see it every day.
The Beatles never did it.
But there will be. It will begin at the Conshohocken Brewing Company venues and then hopefully into halls and possibly even stadiums at some point.
Could be a stadium tour?
In the future. The future, not right away.
That sounds really good, actually.
Yeah, they do sound very good together. And Josie doesn't even like music.
Nope. O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.